This week on Video Death Loop. Plus, you know that's going to get everywhere. Hello and welcome to Video Death Loop, the show where we watch a video on loop until one or both of us can't take it anymore. I'm your ghost this week, John Hurst, and over here is my co-ghost, Aaron Littleton.
I'm a ghost too.
We are two mysterious voices.
I think previously we have canonically established that you are some kind of a specter. But at this, I don't think we have made that true for me, although I'm comfortable with the idea if that's what we're doing.
Yeah, I mean, like, you don't have to be a full ghost. You're a co-ghost. You are co-opted into being a ghost for this episode.
Like, one part of my body is a ghost.
Yeah. It's just like, well, if you had to pick one part of your body, like one fourth of your body to be a ghost, which limb would you choose?
A whole fourth of my body. So I can't cheat and be like a pinky or something.
Yeah, it's got to be like, you know, like you split down the middle, like a cardinal graph kind of thing. You got to pick a quadrant.
It's a big chunk, though.
It is.
You know, that's like, I would say, now are we talking mass or are we talking like important functionality, right? Because I could probably slice some stuff up here that I don't necessarily need. To continue living, if that's a possibility. But like, is this just mass, or is this some level of importance assigned to each percentage? I need to know.
I would say that it's just mass on there. So it's like whatever your human hitbox is, like it is just that quadrant is just going to be ghost-like. So it has all the features of a ghost. Like it can phase through walls on that or not. Yep. Like you may have trouble. You cannot touch things with that part of your body. The rest of it's just a normal human.
Okay. So let's... Okay. So there's some... All right. So like if I have ghost legs, the legs aren't supporting me, right? Like if I...
Right.
You know,
but it's only like one ghost. It could be only one ghost leg. The other one would be supporting you.
40% of my body is not a ghost or is not one leg.
Well, I'm thinking like the origin's like the belly button, and like you go.
You can go you're saying like all the way up one side. You know, you just take it.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I mean, I guess like left shoulder down to left foot probably gets a pretty decent chunk of that. So it can phase through stuff. If there's an organ in it, does it keep working for like keeping me alive? Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Organs still have their functionality. They're it's just incorporeal. It's like I've it can go through things.
A ghost. You can if you are in the bathroom and you need like stick a ghostly limb through something to scare someone, there you go. You can use that. But it only goes so far.
Let me throw something out there because I do not think this is going to be a popular choice. But I do think there are some pretty big upsides to it if you really think about it. What about a head? What if you make the head because, okay, what's my head doing? It's protecting my brain. My brain it would be so much more protected if it were incorporeal. Nothing physical could hurt my brain at that point. I could fall off of a bike. I could, you know, jump headfirst into something and my brain's going to go right through it. Okay. No problem at all. I'm still seeing stuff. You said everything still kind of works. So I'm still seeing stuff from my eyes. Really, I don't experience the world tactilely with my head very much. You know, eating, smooching. That's really all you're losing out on, getting rid of a head. Like, you can't wear a hat. But I don't wear a hat. I'm not a hat guy. And honestly, okay, let me talk you through this. What if you just, okay, oh, I don't have teeth now. That's a problem. That's a problem.
You don't have a mouth. Your mouth, like, how is it getting down? You're going to have to force your food
down. I'm literally going to have to shove it down the top of my throat.
Yeah. That's going to be very unappealing to anyone.
I'm just going to blend. I'm going to throw it in a blender, and I'm going to make a nutrient-rich slurry from any meal I get, and I'm just going to pour it straight down the gullet. I mean, that's all that. It's going to be so much more efficient than teeth anyway. I'm going to be done with my meals so quickly. I'm going to have so much more time to do other shit. And here's the thing. Let me walk you through. Hey, what's going on in the other room? Let me just put my head through the wall.
Okay. Okay.
Right? Let me just put my head through the wall. And I can, and I can see what's on the other side of the room because my head is incorporeal. And even if it's a guy with like a frying pan that wants to whack the top of my head, haha, good luck, buddy. My head is incorporeal now. You can't damage my brain because it exists on the ethereal plane.
Okay, all right. I feel like you may have some other issues to worry about. Not as bad, because I do think the head is the wise option. If you're going to co-ghost any part of your body.
And I mean, honestly, if you can kind of, you know, carve up even your head, if it doesn't have to be like a natural, you know, delineation point on your body, like the neck. If I could just loop in, you know, if I'm trying to build 40%, I could, you know, I could do eyes back to the brain. Actually, for me, the nose would be fine because I do need to wear glasses. Well, I gotta wear glasses.
You do
is the thing.
But imagine, you know how it is like when you get Novocaine in there, like you get it up like on the front of your gums and your nose is like you're like part numb. Of your nose is numb, but the other part's not. It just feels weird all day.
I feel numb? Does my ghost parts feel numb?
You're not your ghost parts, but the other part, like connecting out of it. You're only using percentage of your head at that point. If your nose is sticking out to put glasses on there, that part might feel numb. I don't know.
Yeah.
Might be bad. It might be awkward.
I've got to get rid of 40% of my body mass somehow, John. I'm trying to metagame this shit.
Is what you're trying to do.
Exactly. What would you lose?
You know, the head's a strong one. I'm like, you hit the noggin on that one, actually. But
No, I didn't, because it is incorporeal.
See, this is why it's so strong, actually. It's really going to be, I feel like any answer I give is not going to be as strong as yours here, but I do feel like if you are doing like at least a hand on there.
Dude, no video games. What are you doing? You can't drop a hand. I'm sorry.
I mean, it's got to be 40% though. Like, if
can it be internal percentage? Because I just take my, as long as, like you said, everything just becomes, it still functions to keep you alive, right?
Yeah.
So just like heart, you know,
if blood
stomach,
is going,
lungs, all that shit, like get it out of there. Turn it into ghosts.
Yeah. Yeah. If blood is going into your ghostly form and out through your ghostly form, like in stomach or the heart, that all works fine. That's not going to be an issue in this case here. So if you are wanting to body max here, you could probably get away with like getting, you know, ghost eat a few organs here and there. Might be a problem in the future if you like you ever need to
surgery,
if like, you know, you get appendicitis or something, get something in there.
I guess that's little, right.
It's a little
it
hard
is,
at
it
that
is
point.
It is dangerous in the long term, highly effective in the short term.
Yeah. It's a good idea though. Like you really gotta think about it. And you gotta study that Grey's anatomy a little bit to make sure that it's like, do I really want to ghost my spleen? It's like, the spleen gonna go, am I gonna worry about the spleen in a little bit? Because I don't know. Off the top of my head, I barely know what the spleen does, I feel like, on a normal day to day.
It spleens what.
Spleens the shit out
it
of stuff.
Spleens things.
Spleens hard.
I want you to guess what the spleen does, and I'm going like to bing it.
It's like a filter, right? Like, okay. It like filters out poisons,
The spleen filters poisons. Is that your answer?
Yeah. Why not? That's my answer on there. Can it get a ghostly spleen filter poisons?
Okay. According to Bing, the spleen... John, why is the link for function of the spleen and spleen function, location, and size... purple on my
Aaron, I cannot answer that one. That's all you, man.
Why have I been here before? Have we done this before in the podcast? Guess what the spleen does?
Oh, Aaron, also, this is a, if I recall correctly, for you, this is a new computer, so you had to do this recently, maybe.
It sure is. Holy, I did import like a lot of my browsing data. Like from one computer to the other. So I don't. Anyway, the spleen, it does filter and clean the blood. It removes waste and old or damaged blood cells. And it stores blood. And it can release it into the bloodstream when needed. It can hold up to 240 milliliters of blood. And it produces white blood cells. Man, it does a lot. It does a lot for such a sillily named organ.
See, I don't know if I want to ghost that or not. Like, something may happen, and, you know, what if I need that 240 milliliters? Is that what you said?
But yeah, but you said that it just keeps functioning. It's just now a ghost spleen.
Yeah, but if they have to,
basically any way except for needing to touch something, in my opinion, ghosting that part of your body is better because it can't be damaged.
Okay. Can you imagine if you just didn't tell your doctor you ghosted the spleen? And yet have like some work done or work around it, and they're just like, they're in there, you're put to sleep, so you cannot tell them you have ghosted some of your organs at that point. They're just baffled the entire time.
They're like, oh shit, we gotta go spleen. I tried to cut it and it went ooh.
Like, okay, be extra careful around here, you're going to hit an intestine somewhere.
Yeah, your knife will go straight through that.
Oh, Aaron, I have a video for you, I think.
Okie doke.
I think I have a video.
I'd love to see it.
The good news is I know what it is. You don't.
That's true.
And I think we're going to watch it until we can't take it anymore on that. One of us on there. I think that's the way this goes for season 10X.
If we're staying with that. If that's what we've really decided on to call the season,
we got to dog food it, man. We got to dog food it. We got to really work that 10X on there. Yep. Yeah, we got to brand up. But all right, I'm going to show this video to you in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, it's sort of a very weird. I want to say it's stop motion, but it's kind of not. It's very strange. Photo cutouts of a lady walking a chicken.
Yeah, big head mode kind of going on. They're walking past each other.
Yeah, two ladies pass. They didn't seem to care much for each other. And then one goes into a store that says Steve Madden shoes. I don't know anything about Steve Madden. I don't know about his shoes. I don't know about this duck or this lady.
No. But I do know that... like from this on there, this is apparently the influence for the infamous Bratz toys and dolls on there. So
this created Bratz.
Yeah, kind of like it was another person that made these commercials for an advertising agency on there. There's multiple of these big head mode, golden eye looking ladies with like doing the thing. Being like walking down the street, being very New York like in this manner. Showcasing their shoes, going to whatever Steve Madden shoes has ready for you. This is from that commercial.
Can I say, these women, like, they sort of pass each other and look at each other's shoes. And then I think, kind of has a sort of a look of disgust. I don't think she really liked what she saw. Lady. And I don't, from my opinion, the fashion that these two women are wearing is very similar. it's very similar. It's just very, like, I don't know, fashion-y. It feels like of a certain time.
Yeah.
I think it's brand new.
Fashion
but
focused.
It's like, yeah. they are not wearing the same thing, but they sure look like, you know, they come from the same magazine. Just
they both
different pages.
They both watched MTV TLC in this era and thought that was like looked really cool and went that all in their on their style. And maybe they're looking at each other because, like, ooh, you're going with that? I saw that on TLC on MTV featuring my favorite VJ on there. I'm going to go get shoes.
Let's go. Ducks are allowed. Giant yeah, ducks. Ducklings are allowed in Steve Madden shoes.
The duck on, like, you're walking your duck through the city on there. Do you think that maybe, like, she looks down and she sees the hopping chick, the duck on here, like looking down. They look at their shoes, they're like, ooh, gross, and they walk on by. Do you think there's like maybe they know each other and they're just not acknowledging each other beyond the brief glance?
I think maybe they're sizing each other up. They're like, okay, you seem fashionable, I seem fashionable, we're tied. You know, from like top down, all the real ghostable stuff is tied. Right. Let's see what you've
super
done
ghostable
with your shoe situation. And admittedly, like one of the women is wearing sort of like a high heel shoe.
Yeah.
The other one's wearing kind of a boot, sort of a like a one of those like a wedge boot.
Yeah, don't know what you call those, but yeah.
But it's, I don't know. Yeah, sure. If that's the primary thing that can make these two women sort of hate each other, it's like, oh, yeah, your shoe selection is somewhat different than mine. But you know what? I bet, considering this commercial, they're Steve Madden shoes.
Yeah, though they might be. It's like, ooh, gross. You also wear Steve Madden shoes? Gross.
But you selected a different line. You selected from the boot line of Steve
Madden
enemies. Shoes. Yes, forever and ever. I will destroy you.
Yeah, you better arm up your chick before it hatches right now. We're going to war.
The other lady, I don't know, she gets another pair of Steve Madden shoes, goes home. That night, she's sort of, you know, sitting on her couch, maybe, I don't know, feet up, no shoes on, looks out the window. The first lady is seen briefly outside the window, lightning flashes, and she's gone. So, wait a minute, this is a 12th floor apartment. How is she out there?
Well, it's like the bird occasionally appears by itself, just like randomly around the apartment, like just like you tell because of the collar, but the other woman is nowhere in sight. Just the bird.
Just the bird.
Yeah.
The bird is, I don't know. Would you have that size bird as a pet, John?
I don't know, man. That's a lot of bread. It's a lot of bread for one bird.
I feel like it's like just going to be so filthy, right? Like,
yeah,
it's going to poop everywhere, just everywhere. There's just going to be no controlling it.
I don't think anyone's going to rent out an apartment to you with that bird on there. It's like you got to, like, on the contract, they're going to quickly pencil in giant birds as part of that when they see you trying to move in.
I feel like I have gotten to an age where every single pet, you know, when I see an animal that is a pet, like sort of the first thing I think about, I'm like, what is the poop situation with that guy? what is that like? How much time, if I were to have this as a pet, how much time of my life would be cleaning up this animal's feces? And I just got to look at this, it, like, apart from everything else about having like a 3 foot tall duckling, I just don't think the duckling is going to have the mental awareness to know when and when not to poop. I think it's just, I mean, everything I've known about, you know, that size bird, like, you know, the duck ish bird. It just poops everywhere. It just poops everywhere, and it poops constantly. It's just not a thing I could. It's just, I just couldn't have it around. I just could not have this guy around. I don't care unless and there's been. It's like it's going to the litter box, right? It's like not like this guy's going to the litter box.
Yeah. You'd have to build like a nest or something that looks like a litter that has a litter box in it, and maybe just hope it does most of its poop in there, because you know for sure 100% it's not going to be in there.
No, it's absolutely not. I mean, you just go like he tries, you know, he succeeds in getting it in there 12% of the time.
That's pretty good. Pretty good numbers.
It's just not a percentage I could live with, John. That level of poop control is just not, it's not good enough for me. Mm. It's not, this animal is rejected from the potential pet pool just based on poop statistics alone.
Yeah. And you know, it's only going to get worse because that's a baby duckling, baby birdling.
Yeah.
It's going to get bigger. It's going to be huge. It's going to be half the size of the person walking it. Trying to look kip still, but having to deal with a full-fledged like bird trying to fly up. Like, it's already a monster just jumping up like on the steps on there, making other people give you the stink eye as you walk on by. It's just going to get worse, Aaron.
I mean, I guess it could be. I guess the other lady that doesn't like the lady with the chicken, maybe that scowl was a little bit more about the chicken and its sort of, you know, excrement abilities, excrement proclivities, I suppose.
Excrementities.
These excrementities, yes, exactly. Yeah, excrementities.
She's giving a look and it's like, ew, that looks like it hits the litter box 12% of the time. Gross.
On a good day, it's a 12%er. On a good day.
Oh, yeah. And you know, you leave for a weekend, you ask your friend to take care of it. You just accept your house is full of poop at the end of it. You're not, you might as well just move into a new place.
I sometimes think that, like, you know, a chicken like that just has no concept that it's pooping. It's just a thing that happens, right? It's just sometimes butt feels weird. Tummy feels less full.
Yeah.
You know, it just happens. There's no cognizant control over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just thinking like through the day-to-day lifestyle, feeding on it. It just happens, like something happens. They exert some of their muscles. They're not ghost muscles. They just do it.
Yeah, wait a minute. Could I get a ghost chicken?
Oh,
because then like, even if the giant ghost chicken is pooping, it is pooping, you know, in the next dimension. So it's not something that's going to affect me personally. Maybe my spleen gets sort of floats through a pile of chicken shit at some point, but it's not getting on my Steve Maddens, is it?
No, you're raising a good point there, but at a point, though, you're not going to be able to clean up that shit. You're not going to be able to touch it.
But I don't have it's to. There. It's in a ghost. It's ghostly.
It's ghost shit. You know, it's like you know it's there. You know, you see someone shake someone's hand as they're going out the bathroom, and you know they didn't wash your hands. You know that happened on there. You know what's happened on there. It's like you can't affect you, but you see it. It's affecting your mindscape. A mindscape full of ghost shit, Aaron.
Can I make the argument that at least for me, I often find, even if it's something that's bad, if I have no ability to change it, I don't necessarily feel stressed out by it. You know, it's like a cloudy day. Maybe I really wanted it to be sunny so it would be warm outside or nice so I could go out, you know, enjoy myself more in the sun. But there's nothing I can do about those clouds. It's unfortunate, but I don't feel the kind of anxiety. I don't feel the kind of, you know, frustration at the clouds that I would and as something that would be at least somewhat in my power to do something about. And if my chicken was a ghost and he just ghost shitted everywhere, I might see the ghost shit, but I know I can't do anything about that. I know I can't. All right. So I don't feel bad.
So like, you don't worry.
I don't worry. Happy. Nothing I can do about it.
All right. Respectable. But you did say this is a ghost chicken now. This is a 100% ghost chicken. Sure. Not a quadrant of a ghost. No 25%. No of the ghost ass of this chicken.
I argued to the ghost judge that I loved my ghost chicken so much. It was basically a part of me. And then as soon as he ruled that it was, I chose all 40% of my bodily mass as the chicken to be turned into a ghost.
Okay. Well, congratulations, because now you have a ghost chicken that cannot be constrained by the collar that you have in front of you. That ghost chicken's going all over the place. It's going to go into your neighbor's house on there, the neighbor's apartment, who maybe this other person that's walking down the street giving the stink guy, maybe they're neighbors. They know it on there. And it's just like, oh, this girl with the ghost chicken who shits all over, because the chicken goes everywhere. Into her apartment. It goes into her apartment as well and starts shitting there. And that bothers her. She doesn't live by that.
She's not the same.
Lifestyle.
She's not as chill about things as I am.
No,
she actually has anxiety about the ghost shit. Okay.
Yeah, it like she hosts like lavish affair parties at her house and everything, and people going like Tiffany's parties are nice, but there's just ghost shit everywhere.
I mean, you can't see it or smell it, but or interact with it in any way. Well, I mean, maybe you could see it. Sort of ghostly.
I'm thinking like you see it like ectoplasm kind of thing. Like it's like a green goopy. It's like the shit's not green, but it's greenish tint.
It's got that's how you know that it's ghost shit, is it's got that kind of green tint around you. Well, I can't do anything about that. It's green.
Yeah.
You probably just learn some level to like filter anything that's glowing green just out of your brain, because it means nothing. Excessive piece of reality.
Maybe on there. But meanwhile, Tiffany has not done that yet. She's hiring an exorcist every other week to clean the shit.
If that works, that's fantastic. And I also think that it's maybe something that I would then be like, if the exorcism worked, I would immediately become stressed out, because I'd be like, I need to get a priest. Because then it's something I can do about it, right? As long as it's as long as there's nothing on earth that can cause anything to do, nothing within my power to do. But I could always hire a priest. I mean, I've never attempted to hire a priest.
Well, did you not hire a priest when you got married? Or
I don't think we even paid him. I think they just did it for free. I think
they just showed up.
Showed up. We didn't even ask anybody. We're just like, we're throwing a wedding. And it's just like priests are attracted to that kind of thing. No, but I mean, like, just me personally. I mean, you know, that's like getting married. But like, it's like, oh, I really need a priest to do something for me here. I don't know. But that would put me within this realm of stress. Because all the hassle of like, I'll have to take a day off from work so I can meet the priest at my house, and she's going to have to go around and you know, exercise all of this ghost shit.
Right.
And it's going to be this whole thing. And it's just not, I'm going to be stressed out by it. Like thinking about having to do that, thinking about how to manage that, schedule that.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess hiring a priest for the day is not the cheapest thing in the world. I mean, those people go to school.
They do. They put a lot of effort, put a lot of work in there. You're not going to have that budget to go to Steve Madden Shoes and buy some shoes with your ghost chicken after that point here. You're going to have to worry about cleaning up the entire time.
I guess the only upside is if the ghost chicken is completely unrestrained by physical laws, it might just fuck off, right? It might. I might just be like, well, I'm going to go home. You can come if you want to, ghost chicken, but I have no way to ensure that happens. And then I'm running so fast away from the ghost chicken because it's not finding its way back home. As soon as I'm out of sight, it does not have object permanence for me. It's like, well, I guess I live here in the ghost courtroom now. And the ghost courtroom gets full of shit. Ghost shit.
I do like the idea of like just suddenly it's like, well, I don't have to deal with this anymore. Be free, bird.
Yeah. There.
And now it's the world's problem. It's not your problem anymore. You have jailed it away in your brain to no longer worry about it. It is up to the world to be concerned now.
I can't do anything for this ghost chick. I can't feed it. Mm-hmm. I can't take care of it. It's a ghost now. It's incorporeal. I can't touch it or interact with it in any way. Okay. And like, I'm sorry I had to sacrifice it to make sure that my brain and my spleen stayed intact in the physical world. But you know what? Them's the breaks. The chicken would do it to me if it had thought of it first.
You're going to just, I like you see the ghost chicken on the evening news talking about like the ghost chicken's at it again. We can't do anything about it, but it's shitting all over Central Park.
You're like, well,
we know.
Why are you reporting on it, idiots? You can't do anything about it. Knowledge is only useful if it can be enacted upon.
You're going to get a summons to ghost court over
it. Try and catch me. They're ghosts. They can't touch me.
You're not a ghost, though. They can catch you.
Wait, ghosts can catch me?
I don't know if ghost court is full ghost. You know, it's an equal opportunity employer. They may have people involved. They have like non-ghosts.
Okay, so how do they give them money? Ghost money? How do the ghosts have any way to compel a non-ghost to do what they want?
We won't haunt your shit? I don't know.
Yeah.
Poltergeist it up?
Yeah, I guess they could. Yes. Okay, so they could. So it's all threats. Everyone in ghost court is there. They're being threatened.
Threats
with hauntings
are the
if they don't go and work at ghost court.
You know, threats are a very reasonable form of currency if you have the right threats. And I think not being haunted by a ghost is a pretty good threat if you know they're ghosts and they can haunt your ass.
I will say, if it's human shit, if it's like a human ghost and the human shits in the floor of my living room, I might have a hard time compartmentalizing that.
they just send Steve the ghost over to your place and he's like, what are you doing? You can't do anything about it. Just leans over and brings out a big old steamer on your carpet.
Right. That's not going anywhere.
I'm tapping, Aaron.
Oh my God. Okay. That is a weird commercial. I've not seen it. I can see how it maybe is somewhat iconic, though. It seems to have had some art direction put into it.
Yeah, this I'll be completely honest with you, Aaron. I was trying to look for a John Madden commercial, and it gave me this instead. And I was like, this is kind of way more bizarre. And
yeah.
We need to talk about that chicken, and we certainly did. We certainly did. We made a story for that chicken.
Yeah. I'm very interested in what it's doing next, but I have no anxiety about it.
Mm-mm. Don't have to worry. You're just getting some shoes, enjoying the lifestyle.
Exactly. It's like reading a history book, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can read about what's happened in the past. It's interesting, but there's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah.
Just like this ghost shit.
Don't be doomed to repeat it. That's about the basic thing, right? Like, don't hope you don't have to live it again. And then, hold on. We might have to do something about that. We'll workshop that one.
Okay. Yes.
But hey, that's been a video death loop. We did it. Number two for season 10X.
Yep. I guess, man, if we, you know, this is kind of our last chance to back out of that, right? You know, if episode two goes up as season 10X, we're kind of locked in. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. I just want you to know that this is kind of our point of last return. It could be if we don't do it for episode two, it's just a one-off goof, right? It's just a goof, one-time thing. We've moved on. Clearly, that's not the season number. But if episode two is also season 10X, then it's that. It's that for the rest of the season.
That's true. And I got all my chips on the table right now, and I'm pushing it towards the dealer. I'm all in.
Okay, fine. 10X. 10X it is. 10X is
roll that wheel.
Two episodes in, we've decided what this season will be called.
We finally did it. Well, 1 month after we should have had the episode out, we decided on the season name after two episodes. We did it, everyone. We did it.
We're incredibly effective operators over here.
Do want to say we had some really, really like positive response to the return on there. So thank you everyone who emailed us at questions at videodeathloop.com and on the Blue Sky account and all that. I'm glad you all are waiting. I'm glad we hopefully did not disappoint there.
Yeah, no, thanks. That was really, really nice to see. You don't always get a ton of feedback when you're doing podcasts, even though you know the people are out there. It's good to get some feedback here and there. We appreciate it. And we appreciate you for sticking around. I know that was a chunk of time.
Yeah. And, yeah.
Thanks everyone.
Yeah. I mean, like, I get my reward by being able to show weird videos to Aaron and likewise to him on that. But it is nice seeing like I'm glad to see other people out there also enjoying it. And if you want to throw out a video, a suggestion or anything in between, questions at videodeathloop.com. You can check that out for yourself. Subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform, whichever that may be, except Amazon, I'm pretty sure. We're still not on Amazon, correct?
I have not signed us up. I'm not going to say good. Amazon hasn't, like, I don't know, just scraped public podcast feeds, but we've taken no steps to be on there.
Right, right. Well, that's true.
We're on a lot of weird shit we have not applied to be on at this point.
Oh, we definitely have. Like, we get like some of the stuff that that comes in through the email box is very peculiar on there. We got to research some of that sometime. But
yeah,
you can tell a friend, tell a loved one, tell an enemy, tell a chicken out there. Just tell them about the podcast. To go to your local farm and say, like, you know what, chicken, you'd like, here's a podcast for you. You can listen to it while balking and eating feed.
That's my two favorite things.
Yeah. Now you can have a third, Video Death Loop. Aaron, am I forgetting anything? Is there anything else I need to say before we wrap this up?
Have a nice week.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.